Hello and welcome to video number 8. And in this video, we're going to talk about setting up your emails. So now that you understand how autoresponder systems work and how to set them up, it's time to set up your emails so that we can fill in the autoresponder series and then connect them to your email list. And we'll make sure that you understand everything from start to finish. So let's jump right in. Okay, so I'm starting off where I left off in the previous video. Of course, message name, like I said earlier, is the name for you and you alone. Your subscribers are not going to see this. And of course, subject line is going to be the title or whatever shows up in the person's email box before they click. So you definitely want to make sure that they know that this is coming from you. So if they signed up for, let's say, survival meal kits, then you need to do that. Or if they signed up for the top 5 ways to make meal kits, so you could say, here's your top 5 survival. So you want to make it short and sweet, but to the point. And if you can think of less words to fit what you're trying to do, that's actually even better. So once you're done, you can actually personalize this as well. So we can say, first name, here's your top 5 survival guide. And you can add symbols as well. One thing that we've tested and we found that works really well is emojis or symbols, like so. A lot of emails, you'll notice they don't have a lot of emojis or symbols. So if you can add them, that will actually get people's attention. Now, you don't want to do it too much and overdo it, but that's there if you need it. And then we'll click on next step. Now, it's at this point you can decide what you want to do next. You can either choose pre-designed templates and make it pretty, or you can simply go straight to plain text, which basically means there is not really going to be any graphics or anything. It's just going to be plain with links, or you could do HTML editor. So it's really up to you. If you're just starting out, I would highly recommend that you choose one of these templates because they look really nice. And unfortunately, people do judge you by what they receive. Now, it really depends on your audience. If they really just want the content and they want the report. Now, keep in mind that if you are trying to track if somebody actually opened the email or not, you definitely need to use the HTML code editor. The plain text editor doesn't really track that information, but what it does track is if somebody clicks on your link. Because what happens with the HTML code, they'll insert like an image, and if somebody opens like their email on their phone, it'll load that image and it'll trigger the stats to let you know that, oh, this person actually opened their emails. So that's just something to think about when you get started, because if you only do plain text emails and you do a search on how many people actually opened your email and read it, the data is not really going to be there. All right. So that's why that is important. So let's say, for example, that we're going to go through here. So we got creative agencies, arts, education, financial services, online marketing. So since we're dealing with food in this case, we could select something like this. Now, one thing that I have noticed with a lot of email service providers is that if you insert way too many images, that can actually impact you negatively. Because if you think about a lot of spam email, they tend to contain a lot of images and very few words. So you definitely want to keep a balance of words and images. And you also want to think about, is this going to look right in somebody's email inbox if they're using a mobile device or if they're using a Mac? And there's many different types of resolutions, PC, Macs, mobile devices, tablets, and all of that. So selecting a template is actually very easy. You just point and click and you can get it done. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to choose HTML code editor. Now, this might look a little bit daunting, but it really is not. If you click on show WYSIWYG, WYSIWYG is what you see is what you get. And what that means is it's an editor and what you see is literally what you get. And it's kind of like a Microsoft Word processor. You could say, hey, and you personalize this, so you can do first name. Now, this is only going to work if you are actually accepting their first name and last name on your form. If you're only accepting their email address and you put this here, it'll actually say, hey, friend, or even hey, NA. And you don't want that, the NA part. So if you're not doing that, just say hey. But this personalize button here allows you to personalize your email. So you can do first name, last name, email. You can do country. You can do all sorts of different variables, phone number, and all that. And like I said, they're only going to work if you've collected that data, because if you haven't, it's not going to work. So a typical welcome email will say, hey, so-and-so, thank you for signing up. Here is the free report or software or ebook or checklist. Now, if you're following what we talked about earlier with just the emails, you can say, thank you for signing up. Here's the top number one or top number four way to create your own survival meal kit. So you can enter that information down below here, or you can include a link. So if you were to include a link, let's just use Google, for example. So http://www.google.com. So you could do that like that, and you can link it, or you can say, so you can say, click here. You can highlight that. And then of course you see this little chain. The chain is a link. So if you think about chain link, that's where it came from. So we can copy that here. You can say open this in a new window. So if somebody clicks it, then it's going to open in a brand new window. If you don't have these elements, then what's going to happen is when they click the email, they are going to be forwarded directly to wherever you're sending them. So you can say, here's the top number way, click here, your name, and then you can say PS. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to send you the number three way to do blah, blah, blah. So like I'm saying, you don't really need to, obviously, survival meal kit, but you can use it for any niche. But as long as you connect it and tell them in advance, like, hey, there is something coming, then they're going to be excited about it and they're going to look for your email. A lot of times the reason why emails don't get opened up is because people are not looking for your email. They're just shocked and surprised. But if they're aware that it's coming, then they're more likely to be ready to open the emails. And that's why you get higher open rates because of that. Now, one thing I will say is what's nice about GetResponse is down here, when you're done, under test message, you can click inbox preview. And what that will do is it'll show you what it looks like in people's inboxes. So if it doesn't look right, you can always change it around. Now, the spam score allows you to see what your score might be. And in other words, how will your emails get to the inbox, or will it go through to the spam folder? Now, the nice thing about GetResponse is it tells you what you need to do. Now, this isn't really something that you can touch, but these here, HTML right here, there's no HTML tag. So because there's no HTML tag, I got a negative 0.6. So how do we bring that lower? Well, I'm going to show you. If you click on hide WYSIWYG, you're going to see HTML code. Now, don't make this scare you in any way. I'm going to show you how. So if we zoom in here, if we type in bracket, open bracket, close bracket, HTML, open bracket, close bracket, body, all right? And then we go to the very end, go to the very end here. So it's going to look like this. It's going to close, but instead of HTML and then body, it's going to be body and then HTML. So we type body, open bracket, close bracket, HTML. And then the thing that you need to do with the ending tag is a slash. The slash is saying, hey, this is ending, and there. So we've got HTML body, body HTML. You don't need to know what HTML is. You just need to follow that, add those tags to the before and after, and there you go. So as long as it's not like 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5, you're good. And that's how to do it. So click next step. And then we look at the autoresponder, everything looks good, and we can click save and publish. And one thing you could do is up at the top here, when you click this here, you can select the list, which is new test list, and it's going to show you all the email autoresponders in here. So these are all the emails. So if you have a second email, we can add a new one and we can tell it when to send it. So as you can see here, this email is being sent and status is on. Send immediately any day of the week. So if we click on create new and we, let's say, for example, create a new email and then we can name it. So we'll do survival email 2 and on day 1. So now if you want to do it every day, you can. So you create a new email and then a new email and it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And then 6. But if you want it on, let's say, every other day, so we emailed out on the 0 day, we're going to skip the day 1 and day 2 is when we're going to email out. So it's going to be every other day. And the reason why you wouldn't want to do that is because you want to give people the ability to absorb the information. But if it's really short, straight to the point pieces of content, I wouldn't do every other day. I would just go ahead and start emailing them every single day. So I would do that, do the same process, create a new email, subject line, message name, do the same thing I showed you, and then you'll click save and publish and you're good to go.